Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud in Chulin. And we're in for a four shlema for Altis Shoba and Chai Rochel. We left off yesterday a few lines from the top of the page. Tnan Hossam, about six, 7 lines down to the page. Tnan Hossam, Gimel Mashkin Asura Mishum Gilui. There are three drinks that are usur if they've been left uncovered. And the reason for these three is, let's say, honey or shemen, other things that are not included here is because snakes or other reptiles who emit venom don't do it in other liquids. These are the three liquids, mayim, v'yayim, v'chalav, water, wine, and milk. Kama yishuv yisran, how long must they be left uncovered so that you have to be worried about achshash, that maybe something came in. For example, if I have an open cup of water here and I left it out, or a coffee, I made myself a coffee, took it out to the porch, and I turn around for a second, I turn back. The reptile couldn't have gone in that fast. So how long must, what's the minimum left out? Kama yishuv yisran, pidei sheyetze harechesh mimakum korav yishcha. Enough for the reptile, the snake, to have come out from a close spot where it was hiding and drink. How far is that? I mean, it's a great Rav Yehuda. Kadeshiyetim mitachat ozan kli v'yishcha. Let's say he was hiding underneath the handle of the cup. He's riding enough for him just to come up from underneath the handle of the cup and drink. Now let's assume that's 3 seconds, let's say. And as if you took your eye off the cup for 3 seconds, maybe the reptile would have gone in into the cup. And so where's the reptile now? Well, you don't see the reptile. So if that's the case, im kain, just enough to drink and that's it. Then you'd see it on its way back. In other words, if it's, let's say it takes 3 seconds, if I turned away for 3 seconds and a snake could have come up and put his head into the water, into the coffee or into the milk, whatever, right? But if it takes 3 seconds for him to come out of his hiding place and stick his head in there, then I'd see him on his way back. On his way back, it also takes 2-3 seconds, right? So if that's the minimum time taking to see it, I know he didn't come there, because had he gone there, I would have seen him on his way back. The answer is Eliyish Tebiyachsalachar. It means enough time for him to drink and go back in. So let's say that's 5 seconds or 6 seconds. So if I turn my head away for 5 or 6 seconds, then I have to be concerned. And as we saw yesterday, a suffix, you have to be machmer, it's suffix nefashos, and you shouldn't drink from those kind of drinks.
I wouldn't be counting.
The problem is when you don't see the snake.
Right.
You know, it's the old thing, you know, you bit into the apple, you didn't find the worm, you found a half a worm, that's pretty bad, you know, like, you know. So when you didn't see it, that you have to be concerned about it. Again, we don't worry about that stuff today, right? Today you don't have that, presumably because you don't have snakes hanging around,
I think you still worry about it, but in a different context. You don't worry about it in your liquid.
Yeah, they don't, there's something, they don't.
You worry about, someone said to me yesterday, someone came to my house in Israel, sign something, and my door is always open, my front door,
yeah,
is at the gate.
Yeah.
He said, seriously, how do you leave your door open?
Aren't you worried about snakes? Yeah.
Aren't you worried about snakes?
Yeah, so what'd you say?
My door is always open.
Yeah, so what'd you say? Never thought about it. It's very rare that you have snakes at all, right? Very rare you have snakes. And certainly nobody thinks about the snakes in the liquid. Maybe different kind of snakes today, I don't know. Itmar. The snakes don't like the preservatives. The drinks that we have today are so bad. Everything you can't. They get sick on it. Okay, let's go back to the concept of shechita. Remember, we learned that shechita has to be with a perfect knife. Today they have very good knives made out of, you know, the latest aluminum, stainless steel, all kinds of stuff. There's titanium that can last for thousands and thousands of shechitas without getting any notches or nicks or in them. The problem they used to have is that you check, and then you find afterwards that it has a notch in it. What do you do there? Now, here the key, remember, think about something. We check. Mashaya. Mashaya. That's exactly the idea. You're supposed to check it before and after. Right? You're supposed to This is after. Now, you're supposed to check it before and you're supposed to check it after. But when you think about it, What's the more telling situation? Checking it after. Right?
Exactly.
After. Charei bidyuk. If you check it before, okay, you're a good boy. The problem is, though, maybe something happened during the shechita. Nachon. If you check it after the shechita and it's perfect, then you know the shechita was okay, assuming that the simanim were okay, right? We learned yesterday that difference. We talked about the acharei shechita. Dafka acharei shechita. Nachon. Im hu beseder acharei shechita as en maledog. Afilu lo badakta tzeh lefnei, nachon? Nachon, lachatchil etzichem lefdok lefnei acharei. Im badakta acharei hu beseder en maledog. Elim ken asimanim en beseder. Zeh mashal emadot mo, שהשוחט, הטבח, צריך לבדוק את הסימנים, לא את כל הפסולים שלמדנו אתמול, שספק הולכים אחרי הרוב. But the two simonim, you're supposed to check, make sure the shechita was right. Okay. But there are cases where you can't tell if the shechita was done right or not. So over here, when there was a pagum, there was a notch in the knife, we don't know, did it touch it? Don't forget, there's another suffix here too. You find the pagum afterwards, you're not sure though, if where you you got a long knife over here. Maybe where you cut it, there was no notch there. We don't know that, right? But there's a problem. There's a reyusa now. Okay. So there's a fault. Itmar shochet b'sakam v'nisim. When you found that afterwards, Amar Rav Huna. Listen, Rav Huna says afilu shibur bat samos kol hayom sula. Let's say I shechted at 10 o'clock in the morning. From 10:30 until 5 o'clock, I was using that knife to smash bones. I was a butcher, right? I was cutting bones and cutting marach bones, you know, for the chont and everything. So now at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I wake up. I forgot to check the knife. I check the knife right now, and it's got a notch in it. Well, of course, I'll say, of course, you got the notch. I was cutting bones with it all day. Rav Huna says it's still no good. Afilu shibur, it's almost called yom. Even if you were busy shechting, you were breaking bones with that knife all day. So you, what would you do? You would assume, well, you know, probably it didn't break on the simonim, which are basically flesh. It probably broke on the bones. No, psula. Chayshin and shema b'or nifkama. You're concerned. Maybe it got notched where on the skin. What skin? The skin over here before you went into the simanim, before you got the simanim in the neck, maybe it got notched on the skin, even though it's not likely, okay? But Rav Huna goes with his shita. What did Rav Huna said yesterday? What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said that an animal that's not geshachin behemah b'chaya, an animal while it's alive, is a cheskes iser. Why? It's Eivor Menachai. Until you know that it had a good shita. Well, here too. The animal was no good. So the problem is, was there a good shita? So the Gemara said, yeah, but there is a shita here in front. Yeah, but there's a problem with the shita, because now you find a broken knife. Okay, that's Rav Huna shita. Rav Chista disagrees. He says, come on. Rav Chista says, you know, you were breaking bones with it all day. What are the odds? Come on, what are the odds over here? It's 99-1 that you broke it on the bone. Rav Chista, Rav Shema, Be'etzim Nifkaba. There's a good chance that it was broke by one of the bones. So Bishlam, Rav Huna Keshmaite. Rav Huna says, like we explained yesterday, Rav Huna says, listen, this animal was no good to eat. It was live, Eivor Menachai. You have to know that it was geshachten. Do you have proof that it was geshachten properly? No. Because when you check the knife afterwards, you forgot to check till 5 in the afternoon, and then you found the nash. So you don't know. Maybe it wasn't a good shechita. El Rav Chista, my time was Rav Chista's reasoning. Amalcha, very good. Etzem vade pogam. A bone certainly makes a notch in a bone, in a knife, right? Not today, not with titanium maybe, but in those days, when it was made out of steel or whatever they had, metal, a bone can certainly make a notch in the knife. Or, suffolk pogam, suffolk malokokam. Skin, the hide, it's a suffolk if it would make it or not. Have a suffolk of vade. There ain't suffolk motzim but the vade. A suffolk, a question, cannot put aside a vade, a sure thing. And here, it's more likely than not that it was done by the bone, and therefore, the shechita is okay. Again, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to check the knife immediately before. You're supposed to check the knife immediately thereafter. Here, maybe you checked it before, but the key, you checked it after, you waited too long, and you broke bones with it. Says the odds are it came from the bones, and therefore it's okay. Yeah, that's enough. Enough. As we'll see in Amud Beis, the Rav Chista is even totally even on the bones of a bird, the little bones of the back and the neck of the bird, right? Because is it bones or is it skin? If I asked you, which is it more likely? Is it bones? Or is it, well, bones for sure could break it. Skins may not. Skins not likely. It's even. You're saying it's like, even if you broke
it.
No. Right.
It's not a vada.
No, but
I'm wondering
It means that, but bones, but yeah, but bones for sure break. It doesn't, mean that it was in this case. It's more likely. Right. I mean, it's significantly more likely. Yeah. But it's, in other words, bones can vade break. It doesn't mean that they vade broke it in this case. But bones can vade break a knife. And skin is questionable whether it would break and whether it make a notch in it at all. We don't even know if it could make a notch in it. That's what I mean. Ain't something must have about it. Masa Rava Lasila Rafuna. Now, Rava's going to bring a proof to Rafuna. It's a tub of olive. And let's say you went to the mikveh. You were tummy. You went to the mikveh. Afterwards, you found you were working. Let's say you were working with wheat all day. I don't know. Or working with some item. What is this called? Wheat. You know, grains of wheat. And afterwards, you found some wheat on your arm, stuck. Got stuck there. Now, your v'nimtzal of davrachotz apishin esansik ba'oso hamin kol yom. Even though, Farshim say means this, even though you were osake with that wheat all day after you went to the mikveh, so the odds are, when did it get stuck? After you went to the mikveh. It says, lo also lo tefila. The tefila is no good, because you don't know. Ad shiomer, until he says, bari li shalahayel li kodem l'ken. Until he knows for sure that he went into the mikveh, he had no chetzitz on the ba'acha. Now, hacha the vaday tavel. Here it's the same thing. Vaday, there was a tefila. Suffolk Havilas, Suffolk Havilas, Suffolk Lovey. He's not sure if he had a chetzitz with him or not. Because he's Suffolk, most of it is Vaday. And you say, even though it's a Suffolk, it's more likely that what, that the chetzitz happened well after he went to the mikveh, because that's what he was osik in after he went to the mikveh. Yet you say that the Suffolk could take away from the Vaday. Like Rav Huna, who says that the Suffolk, it's a Suffolk if this skin would make the notch, and so we assume that it was done by the skin and not by the bones afterwards. So now, shiny house and the Klamei, we have Metamal Chaskasa.
It's almost like he, all the halachas, whether
you
love
Suffolk or Rashi, he holds of Chazaka. In other words,
doesn't enter into it.
Yeah, no, it's not a question of Suffolk doesn't enter. He says, when you have any Suffolk over here,
right,
you go by Chazaka. You see, like Moshe says, the Vaday over here is a tough Vaday, because, you know, doesn't that for sure, it could, a bone breaks it, but you don't know the bone break it over here, maybe the skin broke it, right? So there's a Suffolk over here. So when's the Suffolk, you go by Chazaka. What was he until now? In other words, give an example, like with the tefillah over here. Here's the same question. The guy was Vaday Tomei, right? You don't know if he went to the mikveh or not. So he says, yet if the mikveh was good or not. So Suffolk has to go Chazaka. Chazaka is his tummy after. The animal was a Chazaka, you couldn't eat it. Why? It was Avram and Achai. Was there a good Shechit here? We have a doubt in the Shechita. We don't know. It's a questionable doubt, but it's a doubt. Well, you go by Chazaka.
But doesn't that mean that Rav Huna then does not hold from any halakhah of Suffolk?
No, it doesn't mean there's somebody else. Yeah, he means it. No, just the opposite. There is a Suffolk. There is a Suffolk over here. And when you have a Suffolk, you go by a Chazaka. If you have a Chazaka, you go by a Suffolk.
There's always a Chazaka in the case of Suffolk.
No, no.
You always have a starting point.
No, you don't necessarily.
Why?
It could be cases you don't know. No, you don't know. Presumably there is, but there also could be a reisa to the chazaka. You know, say the chazaka is some kind of. Okay, so
that's what he's saying. He's saying
if you have a chazaka,
unless you're 100% clear.
Okay, but you have to give an example. You have to think of an example where we make an afkamina. Yes,
in a case where you
go bas the chazaka. That's what Rav Huna says. You go bas the chazaka. The chazaka was that you couldn't eat the animal till now. You got to have changed something. Like you said, when you have a chazaka that you did the shechita yesterday, right? You assume that it's okay, even though there's a chance that one of the 18 parts of the animal that can become treifa. You don't know that. A chazaka, you have a good treifa, and that's it. Also, there's a rove there too, but
even
in most cases,
it doesn't hold the rove.
That's a question.
Chazaka, period.
So that's a question of ruba chazaka, ruba adif, and how it applies over here. But this is a chazaka to mikara. Chazaka to mikara is what's drawing. And we pass like Rav Huna. We pass like Rav Huna. In this case, we pass like Rav Huna. We'll see. So. Yeah. Right. Whether if you don't have the knife in front of you. Yeah. Because you have to check the knife afterwards. Because you can't check the knife if you don't have the knife. Okay, yeah. That's a good question. All right, so sure. Yeah. You're mechuyif to check the knife afterwards.
Because the Yidbar says
they have to check. No, you have to check the knife afterwards. It doesn't say here, you have to check the knife afterwards.
And then he found it.
Yeah. So, because halacha is you're supposed to check the knife. Yeah. So he says, if you don't have the knife, you go back to the knife. Shalom? Im ushachat, vacharkach nevar ha-chalef, nevar ha-sakin, velo lo matzah tov. So, כן, אז יש, הוא אומר שיש, אז הוא אומר שיש מחלוקת בדב, יש מחלוקת. בסדר. Yes, machlok v'davar. Can't. Avalachi shachayavim livdok et asakin. Okay. But here there's a problem. Here the problem is according to everybody, because here the problem is you've checked the sakin, the v'pagum. That's worse.
Lifnei, aval achshav
bodkim et zacharei. Ve'im im bonagid shebadakta etzel lifnei. Shachatata. Miyad achrei shechita badakta pagum. Okay. So the body over here also love the cause of something else about it. So shiny also mikol name member tamar chazkoso. You look, the guy was tamar. He didn't have a chazaka that he was tamar, and therefore you so at the aim lo tavel. You say it wasn't tavel. Mahachanam heim al chazkoso. The aim lo nishkuta. So here also you could say, in other words, it is approved to Ravuna because so that you go, look at the, put the heim on his chazaka. The chazaka was that he was couldn't eat him before he was eivman achai, and you assume he wasn't nishkuta. So nishkut lefenecha. He shachut in front of you. The animal was slaughtered in front of you. He also went to the mikvah. So ha's the altar reyes of it. There's a reyes in the tefillah because he's got something stuck on him. He's got a chatzitza. Ha'chanam is the altar reyes. Here's also the reyes because he found a notch in the knife, albeit 10 hours later. It's a sakin reyes, right? Sakin isrei, behemel isrei. Here the knife has a reyes, has a defect. Behema does not have a defect. In other words, the question is there. The person has a defect because he's got a gum on his arm. He's got a chitzitz on his arm. Here, the behema doesn't have a defect. We didn't find any defect in the animal. You find a defect in the sakin. Now, you can argue this logically and say, what difference does it make? If the sakin is pagum, so the mela, okay. So Tosa says, because there's a subset. Tosa says, you could argue both ways. Tosa says there's a sfex faker because Number one, we don't know when the sakin got the begam. Number two, even if it got a begam, we don't know if the animal was nishchat at that part of the sakin. In other words, let's say there's a notch in the sakin. It could be that it was cut with a different part of it. So he says, therefore, the suffix is less. Others just say that it's worse if the suffix is in the item we're looking at versus an outside item. Okay. In any case, so you could argue and say, therefore, that is this a proof for Rav Huna? Not necessarily. Because in the case here, the person is a reyesa, but there's no person over there. The question is in the sakin, and still to say that it's a proof for Rav Huna, that's arguable. Meisvei. Shachar says, let's say he shachted a bird. Now remember, there's one big difference, many differences between birds and animals, but the main difference that comes to shechit is by a bird, you only have to shecht one simon, or rove of one simon, either the gullet or the windpipe. By an animal, you have to shecht at least most of both simonim. And that's why you have to check afterwards to make sure, when you did the shechit, to check the simonim, to make sure you shechted most of the two simonim. So here you shechted, let's say, you cut the gullet, and afterwards, the windpipe fell out of its place. In other words, it was like pulled out, it was torn out. Sheru, you know why? Because once you shecht one simonim, the animal's kosher. You don't care what happens to it afterwards. Okay. Let's say, though, the gageris was torn out first. In other words, that's a problem. That makes it terrific. Then you shecht the veshet. You shecht the afterwards the gullet. So that's no good. Because it was treifel, so to speak. The animal's treifel before you shechted it. Let's say you shechted, again, the first thing you shechted was the gullet. And then you found that the gargaret had been removed from its spot, meaning it was like a treifa. But you don't know when it happened. If it happened before the shechita, if it moved before the shechita, which made the animal be puzzled, treifa. Or if it happened after shechita, it was kosher. There was a mice like that. But amru kol safik b'shechita. Anytime when there's a safik in the shechita itself, pasul. Cause of the shechita l'sumei. What does that include? Any suffix in the shechita, right? Again, because until now the animal was alive, so there was a chazak, you couldn't eat it, and now there's a suffix in the shechita. So not only in a case like this where you're not sure if the gargaret became dislodged before you slice the veshet or not, he says, or any suffix in shechita, what does that include? My love, l'suya kakavim, doesn't it mean to include this kind of a case when there's a notch, you found the notch subsequently in the knife, and you don't know when it happened? Doesn't that mean that's a proof to Rafa? This is low. To include a case where you don't know if you pause or if you press down on it. In other words, you didn't cut it. In a case like that, that is also a suffix in the shechita. Right?
The difference? Why would
you
say it there?
Okay, very good. It's Maishna. Next words. Took a thing. It's Maishna.
No,
you didn't turn the page. Maishna. Again, what is Rashi? Maishna. Hasafik for Hasafik. Either one is a question whether it was a good shechita. One was a question of knife. That's the Hasam Asiyal de Bereyes of Behema. There the problem is in the animal. Were the animals two simonim? Were the animals gullet and or windpipe? Were they cut properly? There's a question in the animal. Hacha sakin Israel. But here there's a question in the knife, not in the animals. Like we explained before, that's more of a svek sveka or not a direct suffix in it, even though it could be argued logically, because the effect of the sakin is what makes the animal or not. You could argue it, but that's enough meaning that he makes, or you could say because it's a svek sveka. Hacha sakin Israel behem below Israel. Behilchasa kavase drav huna. The halacha zakar huna kshaloshibor etzem. When you didn't use it for breaking etzem afterwards, in other words, when you didn't break, let's say you shefted, right? And afterwards you found it to be notched. You found the pagum in the knife, and you didn't use it for, you didn't break bones with it afterwards, right? Rav Huna says, even if you broke bones with it afterwards, listen to this, even if you broke bones with it afterwards, Rav Huna says, you assume that it tore on the skin before you did the actual shechita and the animal's treifa. But the halachas like Rishik Shalosh Shibur etzem. In any case, what you see is the machlokas Rav Huna Chista, even when there was no bone broken afterwards. In other words, when you spent all day breaking bones with it, so we go by the Rav Chista. The ain stuffing motzmei devadai. It's let's say karov levadai that it was bones who break the knife and not skin, and therefore you go lakula and you would assume that if you spent the whole day breaking bones with it, that it was the bones that notched the knife and the animal's kosher. But let's say you didn't spend the day using the knife on bones, and you found it subsequently to have notched. The halach is that it's no good, Moshe. So if you shecht it and you found that a few hours later there's a notch in it, pasul. Why? Because we assume that somehow the skin, you know, the shechita was no good. It got a notch on it before, and when you have a notch in the knife, Irving does not cut the simonim, it tears the simonim. It gets caught in there, and it tears the simonim. So it also goes to Rav Chista, Shibur Etzem. Rigmar Machlal, Rav Chista, Afagav, Lo Shibur Etzem. Smash, Rav Chista holds, therefore, you're saying that there's a machlokas in all cases, right? Rav Huna and Rav Chista argue whether there's bones broken afterwards or not. They obviously argue when bones broken afterwards. That was the case we said before. Rav Chista says you assume it was the bones, and Rav Huna says, you assume it's the skin. But the Gemara says the halacha is like Rav Huna when there were no bones broken afterwards. And as Rav Huna says, even if there were no bones afterwards and you found there was a notch in it, maybe the notch happened in the skin. But according to Rav Chista says there was no bones broken afterwards, it's what? It's okay. Nechlal Rav Chista afgav lo shibur etzem. Rav Chista holds that it's mutter, even though you didn't break etzem. If you didn't break the etzem, so where did the notch happen? How did the notch happen? In other words, Rav Huna says, listen, there were no bones. You checked it afterwards, right? So we assume that somehow before the shechita, you don't know if it happened after the shechita, at the end of the shechita, the beginning of the shechita, you have to go to chumra. Rav Chista says, no. You checked it before, you checked it afterwards, there's a notch in it, it's okay. It's okay. What do you mean it's okay? What broke it? If there are bones afterwards, I understand it broke it, but what broke it here? El Rav Chista, Machal Rav Chista, Afgav Lo Shibur Etzem, El B'mayifkim, so how did it get notched according to Rav Chista? Rav Chista says, it happened after the shechita. How? He says, Eim B'etzem D'marafrekes Ifkim. It happened on the bone, and we're talking about a bird over here, right? We're talking about a bird with one simon. You shechted the one simon, right? Shechted the one simon, and even if you skip the second simon, it got notched on the bone of the neck. In other words, you shecht even by a bird, you shecht from the front, right? From the front of the neck. On the back of the neck, and the bone of the neck, that's where it got pagum. Okay, we don't pass like Rav Chista in that case, but that's what Rav Chista says. Aviyovda, there was a story, it was a Maisa Shoheva Torah for Rav Yosef, I placed Rav Chista.
So Rav Chista, when Rav Chista says, Shera Shema Be'etzem Nifka.
Correct.
He means on the animal you shecht, that's how we're learning?
Right.
On the animal you shecht.
Even on the animal you shecht it, right? Even on the bird you shecht it, he says.
Right.
So in the case where you spent all day afterwards, 10 hours afterwards, you were breaking bones with it, you were hacking bones with it like a butcher. There, of course, Rav Chista's right. That's easy. But he says, even in a case, now we don't possibly like him in the case of one bird. You know, there was that, but he says you can rely that it was it. Now, that's a pretty tough, that's a real make, that's a real cool up, right? You shecht the one bird over here.
After you finish the shechita.
That's right. Yeah, because when you shecht the shechita, you shecht from the front. You're front. You shecht the one simon, and then as the knife went through, it got nicked on the back neck. That's what he says. Now, we don't hope, we all that it's also in that case, because you don't assume they got nicked on the back. Maybe it got nicked at the beginning. Rav Yosef said they the guy didn't check the knife afterwards, and he shechted, let's say, 13 birds, one after another, and Rav Yosef tarfened them all. He said they're all treif, and that's because he didn't check it until afterwards, until after the last bird, okay? And when he checked after the last bird, he found a notch. So he says, so he passed them all. Now, come on, Rafuna, presumably goes like Rafuna, Bafilo, Kamaisa. Doesn't mean he passed the Rafuna. What does Rafuna say? Rafuna says, we assume the notch happened before he started. Let's say, for instance, he tore a little bit of the neck over here. It became no good, right? Because Rafuna says, even the first bird is no good. When you don't know what happened, if you didn't spend all day with the, Rafuna says, even if you spent all day afterwards with bones, you assume it happened at the beginning. Certainly when there was no bones, it happens at the beginning. So he says, then it means he goes like Rafuna, that even the first bird is no good. It's low. Kerev chistu labarba kamaisa. And that's maybe not necessarily so. Maybe the story was that Rav Yosef went like Rav Chista. What does that mean? Rav Chista says that where did it get notched? At the end of the first bird, right? That notch in the first bird. Okay, so gotch notch there, and then you use the same knife for 12 more birds, so the other 12 birds are no good because they got notched on the first bird. But the first bird is okay because you did shechita there before. That's one way to learn. So come on, Kravuna, just a little bar, Kamaisa. Anybody say, Olam Kravuna? Or I could say, Olam Gozer Kravuna. It goes like, why D Kravchista?
According to Kravchista, then the only reason to check the knife after is for the next one. No?
According to Rav Chista,
when you check the knife after, it has nothing to do with what just happened.
It's matured before, correct.
It's only for the next one, correct.
That's right. According to Rav Chista, you're only checking it for the next one. You're supposed to check it even for this one, but even if you found this one pagum, the first one's okay, right? So Zibai Salman Kravur, Avit Dik Rav Chista, Michti Metal Kalinin. If you want to say goes to Rav Chista, meaning. Then it goes to Rav Chista, the meaning. Touch the what? No, but we don't. But the animal has a bone. The animal has a bone. So Rav Chista is assuming, right. What Rav Chista says, you checked it afterwards, right, and you found a notch, right? So Rav Chista says, it's okay, because it happened after the shechita. So where did it get notched? Where did it get notched? So you don't. We don't know. Yeah, you can't tell by that. Maybe the knife got nicked by the bone. The bone's hard enough that it didn't leave a simen on that burn. You can't tell. That's he says. You don't know. Rav Chista's a tremendous makel. Rav Chista's a tremendous makel. He says that you don't know. He says, well, it's okay. It's not okay anyway. You guys saw him kafuna. Markatay really goes to kafuna. When Rav Yosef tarfened up all the birds, it wasn't the last 12. It was all 13. Rav Chista, if you say goes like Rav Chista, meaning, and how did the get notched on the bone of the bone after he did the first bird? Michli met l'tlina. You assume that you're told that what? What do we say? Met l'tlina. The havadei nagi sakim mafrekas. The havadei nagiya sakim mafrekas lo pogma tfei mi or right sharei enamaka because the azras. We're assuming here that what was the idea of Rav Chista? We said. Chista says, "Well, you know, he didn't get hurt on the beginning of the skin. Probably happened at the end, right? So if that's the case, might have had some frekas to come icy if him. Then that's some frekas to bus rice give him. Now it's hard to say. Chista's a tremendous maker, right? He says you find the notch afterwards. Well, you know, maybe it wasn't on the skin. Maybe it was on the back neck. You know, the neck over there. So if that's the case, don't forget this thing is pretty. He wouldn't give us a big clop. It's a little bird you're just cutting over there, right?" And that nicked it? How do you know it was the first bird? Maybe it was the last bird who nicked it. You don't know. You didn't check it until you did all 13 birds. Right? So Rosh says afterwards it's a dochik anyway. It's a dochik to say that because once he says it, he got nicked on the skin, on one, could have been the first one. Why the last one was the first? So that's a dochik of an answer. But in any case, in any case, it could be that it's going on the first one, meaning that Rabbi Yosef tired from the last 12. Like Rav Chista, or he tarfed from all 13 like Rav Huna. Amler v'achabrei to Rav Lerashi, Rav Kana matzach b'dikusa ben koch alachada. Rav Kana said you need to check it between each and every bird. You have to check not between the bird. Kaman Rav Huna, ulam ifsel kamaisa. Does that mean he goes like Rav Huna and he wants to passel the first one? Because again, if he finds a nick after the first bird will be no good, not like Rav Chista. Again, the reason new is to check it, like you said, Irving. The reason you check between each one, the reason you check after the first one, doesn't make any difference for the first one, because the first one's okay. It's the machsha of the other ones. Ihochi tiboy nami bidikas chacham. If that's the case, you should check. You should have a chacham check it, right? Why is it enough to check? Why is it enough? If you're talking about checking the knife for the next one, look, check and I see if it's okay. She said, B'chacham shek. No, eid echad and bisurim. Where do you see that you need two aid? And you need two aid him for mumminus. If argument, you owe me money, you lent me money, you didn't like, you need two aid him. You learn out arayas and nashim, you learn out dover me. Mimomo, right? Dover dover say yes. I have two aidim there. But when it comes to Yisur, one person's believed. Yachim mikar nami lo. So if that's the case, so you shouldn't check it before either. If you say, man, Rav Chisda, you're saying that Rav Chisda doesn't really need a checking afterwards. You're only checking it before. So if you check it before, you should show it to a Talmud Chacham. The answer is no. One's believed. So if one's believed, so what do you have to check it? What do you shouldn't have to show it to a Chacham before either, right? So you shouldn't have to check it before to a chacham. It's only for kavod. It's only the proper thing to show it to a chacham. Chacham's need to show it to him, but it's not. It's only for kavod. It's not necessary. If the tabach checks it before, if the shochet checks it before, that's good enough. And that's taka the halacha that he hasn't failed to show it each time. There's no tam chacham standing there each time. Eidachem yisurin. He's supposed to check it before. He's supposed to check it afterwards. We paskin though like Rav Huna. Then you got to check it afterwards. If you didn't check it afterwards, it's no good. Rashi says further down. Rashi says, "Kravuna kamer lepasul kamaisa kimileil hilchusa." Rashi is further down, about 2/3 way down. Hilchusa kavasai kavachus like Kravuna v'hashochet afilu behema achas tzarich livdok b'sakan achar shchita. You got to check the sakan of shchita. V'im shochet harbe v'lo bodak meantime. If you shechted many animals and you didn't check between them, v'yakachim sepaguma after rishon asur. The first is asur. That's the halacha like Kravuna. Now the Gemara says as follows. We mentioned this business, Irving, that you didn't, that you said, question about what, the chazaka and the mikara, that chazaka meaning you assume the current status, unless you have some reason to question it, you assume the status that was there before did not change, right? The status that was there before, if you had no reason to assume otherwise, you assume that status did not change. Where do you get this idea that you put some chazaka? I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman and Rav Yonasan. When a kohen finds a nega, a leprous spot on a house, and you have to destroy, eventually if it comes, you have to destroy the house. When the first kohen comes in, he checks it. Is there a size of a bean, etc.? And what does he do? He goes out of the house, and he closes the door of the house for 7 days. Now, when he goes out of the house, maybe as he was walking out, the leprous thing got small. It got smaller, and there was no closed for 7 days. Still not enough. Maybe as he was going out to Osa, Batzlai Shiura. Yeah. Yeah, if he checks... Oh, yeah. Right. No, he says even the first one's no good. No, that's the point of the Rashi is that it's a chiddush. Even though I did many afterwards, let's say I checked the 20 animals. So you say, come on, the odds are that the first one's okay. Probably got ruined by one of the other 19. Forget about it, you know, if it's bones, if it's skin, whatever. Rashi's saying, even if I did 19 more afterwards, and I could say maybe it's only the last few, come on, the first couple were probably okay. Don't forget, you did check it before. You looked at it before. Still, it's no good. Because okay. Like you said, the afterwards is what's koveya. You know what I mean? Before, if you checked it before, you don't know what happened. Maybe you blew on it. Maybe something happened to it. But if you found it afterwards, there's no miracles over here, right? If afterwards the knife is perfect, then you know it was okay. Now the only problem is if you messed it up. You know, that's why you have to check this thing up. Okay. So now what happened over here? The kohen went out of the house. How do you know? Maybe if the kohen left the house, maybe the nega disappeared. What was he doing? He was standing looking at it all the way out of the house. But when he closed the door, maybe as he was closing the door, the thing disappeared. The answer is, you have a chazakah. It was there 10 minutes ago. It's there now, too. As he was leaving, maybe got less. If you go by the chazakah, that's the source for chazakah. Who says, maybe this is what happened. He saw the nega, and he's walking backwards. He's keeping his eye. He's eyeballing that nega the whole time as he's walking out of the house. There's no chazak over here. Because he there charab. The chazi lake enough. He saw it as he was going out. Amalei abaya. Two statues with that. Okay, you're right. Good point. But there's two technical problems. Chara di yitzia derech charab losh meyitzia. Walking backwards is not going out. Pasuk says the yatzah kohen. Going out, you normally go out with your back. You got, you know, walking forwards, meaning out of the house, your face is towards the door, not backwards. Even if you walk backwards, right? But what about as you close the door? There's a closed door. Maybe if the neg is right behind the door, as you close the door, you can't eyeball it then. Right, Michael Lamer. The chi tamer, the puzzle maker gives, and maybe he'll tell me, no, I put a hole in the door. I put a window in the door. You know, you cut yourself a little window in the door like you do on a sukkah. You put a window in the door, so you walk backwards, and as you're walking out the door, you're eyeballing the whole thing until you're out of the house. By the time we learn base, Eiffel, if you have a dark house, ain't posel mechos, you don't open up windows in there, liros is nigger. In other words, you don't say, well, listen, let's check it. If you can't see the nigger, that's good enough. We go by the coin sight, that's it. It's like, you know, it's like people who bring those magnifying glasses on the lulav. If you can't see it, it's fine. It's good enough. All you got to do, you can't see the vermin on the vegetables. That's good enough. We don't need a microscope over here, right? So, v'atnan beis eifelein poskim b'chaleros asenego. You don't get checked. So, the point then is, number one, walking backwards is not walking. Number two, so if your whole argument is that we don't maybe it's behind the door and you can't see because the window. Remember the comment you'd see the chorv lo shmar, you'd see number one, that's not true. Walking backwards is considered walking. It's considered going out. It says he goes out of the kodesh kodeshim after he takes them lo machta. V'tznan yotza ubolo derech knisaso. He goes out and he comes into the heichal the way he went in, meaning backwards. That's also considered yitzias. So number one, it could be that he walked out backwards. Uda kamrad beisef alain poskim chos. You don't put windows in a house that's dark to see it. Liros is nigga. Hanimili heichal dolo is chazak. That's if you don't know if there's a chazak there. You don't know if there's a nigga there or not. So you say I can't see. Kohen comes. Says what kind of light do you have in here? You know what I mean? He used to be a moel in America. Every time he would come to check Zimmerman, he would always come to check. You know, he'd come to check the baby after. Now they send a shliach. He would always come out with the same complaint, no matter which kid it was. How do you see in this house? There's no light in here. You know, he couldn't see the kid. You know, so the Kohen says, he's a moel. Right. Hani milei hechadolos chazik. That's where there's no chazaka. In other words, you're not supposed to put lights in there, artificial lights, bringing a torch, open a window. When you can't see, you don't have the mechuyif to go see. You don't see the nega, you don't see. But if we're here where there's a chazaka, you saw the nega already, there's no problem opening up a window or using a flashlight to keep checking on it. That's okay. Therefore, he's saying it's Rachav Yaakov is swimming. Maybe he walked backwards and he was eyeballing it the whole time, and therefore there's no chazaka. Therefore, there's no proof from over here that you go baser chazaka. We call chazaka the mikara, chazaka that the prior status, everything else, nothing else being to the contrary, that the prior status did not change.
This whole discussion is based on an assumption at this point that my life is not real. In other words, that everything. This is how you prove chazaka.
Chazaka, yeah, yeah.
In other words, without this gemara,
what's the source?
Then you would have nothing.
Well, right.
Because you couldn't rely on.
Well, you can't rely on chazaka.
Do anything.
It's sort of like courts using a prior precedent. What does a prior precedent have to do with this?
I mean, I have to open up my tefillin every day and
No. You go by some chazaka. No, chazaka.
Where do I know that chazaka?
By the way, tefillin never have to be checked after the first time. People make a mistake in the system. If it's checked, if you didn't throw it in water or something, they don't have to be checked.
But I'm just saying, anything you do,
it's a chazaka.
I bought a chicken at the store, I bring it home.
It is chazaka. The question is, what's the source for it? We're looking for the source. This apparently is not such a good source, but the Gemara says it is a good source. Gemara is going to come out, it is a good source. Tainel Korvach B'Yakov, So he goes out of his house, he goes out of the house of the Nega, and he declares it, and he closes it up, he closes the door, and he says it's a ras. I might think he can go into his own house. The coin could go home. Let's say he lives across the street and nearby. He goes into his own house, and then he closes the door, let's say, with a rope. He puts a rope on the knob, and he closes the door from his own house. I might think he could do it even over there. And over there, he certainly can't eyeball the neg anymore. By the door. He has to stand under the doorpost and do it. The Oscar, he's got to stand there. Tamalomer minabais. Can't stand under the doorpost. He's got to leave the house. Achates minabais kulo. He's got to leave the house entirely to do it. Okay. He can't go into his own house to do it. That's far away. He can't do it inside the house that has the leprosy either. He's got to stand outside the doorpost and close it. Let's say he went into his house and he did it. Using, let's say, a rope. He did it far away. Or he stood in the house of the leprosy, the hisgir, and he closed the door. Shehisgir, muska. How do you know it's good at the end? Even b'diavad. Tam alom, only b'diavad. Tam alom, or b'hisgir, sabayis, and kamafas, as he closed us. You're supposed to close it, outside, you leave the house, stand outside the house, close the door, and declare it pasul, declare it nega. But if, let's say, he went into his own house and he did it from far away, or he did it in the house itself, it's also okay. So you see over here, and then he went into his own house, even though he couldn't see it. There he couldn't see it. Olam must go basul chazaka. And that's your source. Rach b'Yakov. What is Rach b'Yakov, who said that's no source because he's going to eyeball? What is he going to do with this case? This Brisa says, not that you were eyeballing it, standing backwards, putting a hole in the window, whatever. Here it says you went into your own house. You went into your own house, you can do it. Doing the Kaimi Dar de Gavri. And as an answer, he says that the case where you went into your own house, the Kohen went home, and he did it from there, and he pulled with a knife, is speaking about where there was a row of men standing there, going the Kaimi Dar de Gavri, Va'amri Kada Koi Koi. And they're all testifying, says, is it still there? Yeah, it's still there, it's still there, it's still there, it's still there, all the way to the Kohen. Yeah. Says, only in case of the Yad. Right? So, and therefore, Kada Koi Koi. So that's your source for Chazaka Demi Kara, and that's what we assume. You always go about Chazaka. The Gemara tomorrow is going to say, as long as you asked about Chazaka, what about Rov? How do you know Marah Milsa Rabbana and you go about Rov? That's when the Rov's in front of us. 2-1. He says, me and him, like, 2-1. Or Teisha Chanuyos. Remember, there's 10 stores selling kosher, one selling non-kosher, and you found the piece of meat in the street. You go about Rov. What about a Chazaka you don't see in front of you? Just a statistical Chazaka. A Chazaka that most people grow up normally. Most kids are born 9 months, not 7 months. That kind of a chazaka, we're going to look for a source for there tomorrow. Pardon? Right, yeah. Chazaka the lesser come on.